Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? What's going on?
What is going on? What?
I know. I just wanted
outside.
Oh, it's crazy, folks. We just wanted to scare you. You know, we normally do this 9:30 thing, but we wanted to see if you were up on your feet. You know, if you were like, you know, gonna be missing us and stuff like that. Testing.
Wow. Yeah. Testing 1 2 1 2 1 2. Oh my God! I gotta tell you, I just went by this window, and it is so cold outside that I feel the cold on the window. It's crazy.
I dare you right now, go in your boxes out to the middle of the street and say, "I love Escucha Listen Up Radio," and then run back upstairs. I dare you.
Oh, my God, I would definitely do it, but I'm not wearing any.
Oh, too much info. Ladies and gentlemen, too much info.
I just made a couple of people throw up right now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is crazy. So, how was your day today? I see you're not feeling so well. What's going on?
Not much, man. It's funny because I was getting over this chest cold congestion thing. I was starting to recoup and breathe a little better, not so much congestion. But then, silly me, I get the craving for a really late night snack, and I have a big, one of those big tub of ice creams, free promo, Häagen-Dazs. I had a craving for it, man. It said dulce de leche and some other stuff. They mixed it, tres leche or something.
Yeah.
Boy, did that tres leche mess me up. When you have a cold, don't drink any dairy products, don't eat anything like cheeses and stuff like that. What did I do? I ate that whole pint, and I screwed myself up.
Is that
true?
Is that true?
What?
That they say when you have a cold, don't drink any of the dairy, anything like that. Is it true? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. Because what happens is it creates mucus.
It creates
mucus, phlegm, and all that, and the cheeses and all that. That's why singers, if you're going to do a show, then, in a day or two, you shouldn't be eating any, like, cheeses. You got to stay away from the ice cream, dairy products, because then you get this secretion in your throat. It's not good. It's not good for you. So stupid me, back to the story, I eat a whole pint of ice cream, tres leches, y me jodió. I'm back to the phlegm again. Last night, man, I couldn't even breathe. It was crazy. It was really, really bad. So I had to chill and be on medication and everything, and I'm screwed up here. I had to call out of work, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know, man.
I'm okay right now. I'm a little better.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I don't know, but sometimes you need that little ice cream. You wanted to have the ice cream. It was going to make you feel good. It's like comfort food. It's almost like a drug, right?
Yeah. It made me feel good, all right. Me jodió. Me jodió aquí. I couldn't even breathe.
Oh my God.
Couldn't even breathe. Mm. And if I sound a little weird, I'm eating Halls. Lemon honey drop Halls.
No, you sound fine. You don't even sound like you're sick or anything. But anyway.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So tell me, what's new?
Well, I did something yesterday evening that really touched me and touched a lot of people on Facebook. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I went to Coney Island, and for the longest, for like a month and a half, 2 months, I was, you know, kind of toying around with this idea of getting a sky lantern, lighting it up for my mom, and sending it up into the heavens. And, bro, I got to tell you, I went yesterday to Coney Island. It was so cold and so lonely, and there was nobody out there, and I was even surprised Nathan's was open. So I walked into Nathan's, had myself a famous hot dog with the cheesy fries. I cheated a little bit. And again, cheese fries. Viste, I messed myself up with the cheese again. No malde, I couldn't breathe last night.
But anyway, the cheese fries, the Haagen-Dazs, the perfect combination. Bomba.
Bomba.
Okay, so, then, so listen, you went to Coney Island. It was cold. It was lonely. And Nathan's was open. It never closes. It's always open.
No,
crazy,
well, they closed at 12 midnight because I asked the lady there, the manager, what time you guys close?
Right.
She said, oh, midnight. So it was cool, and, you know, on top of that, I'm in there, I'm having a nice little meal, I'm enjoying myself, I'm about to do something nice for my mom, I'm, like, feeling really, like, happy but nervous at the same time, and I'm like, I don't want to get caught, get arrested, hey, what are you doing with this lighter and this bag? I look like a crazy man. So, I was a little afraid, too, and then the fact that I'm going out to the beach by myself, no one's with me. You know, anyone could be out there doing some malicious or something bad out there.
You went by yourself. I know because you contacted me like a couple hours before you went. I would have went with you, but you didn't let me know that you were doing this. You just flipped it like, yo, I'm doing this now. Let's go.
Things are better than unplanned, bro. You know how it is.
Sometimes, yeah.
But then check it out. So then I'm in there. I'm enjoying this meal, and this is a true story. And my friend Manny Anzalata, the Mr. Ferrari, we were on the phone. We were talking. Yo, do you believe that his mom, rest her soul, she passed away January 23rd on my birthday? And we're sharing the story about, you know, my mom passing away. And he's telling me, yeah, I know I miss my mom. And then as he's telling me his story, yeah, my mom passed away on the 23rd of January. I'm like, wait a minute. Rewind that back. When did your mom pass away? He goes, January 23rd. Why? I said, that's my birthday. He goes, oh, my God, man. You see that? See how weird things are, the connection and everything?
January 23rd.
So anyway, we started talking.
Uh-huh.
I believe in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. I think he said she might have passed. But it was really weird. It was really crazy. We were sharing a really nice long talk as I'm eating my hot dog. But as we're sharing these stories amongst our parents, our family, and stuff like that, and, you know, them passing away and everything, I noticed this man, he can barely walk. He comes into Nathan's. He looks a little Asian, but I couldn't tell, like almost Spanish-Asian, but he couldn't hardly walk. And I'm looking at him through the corner of my eye and felt really bad, you know, and then I guess the manager, you know, felt bad. He probably goes there a lot. And she gave him a drink. And he went and he sat down like two tables from me. And when you feel someone looking at you? So I kind of felt through the corner of my eye, like I felt like a heat, like somebody's looking at me. And when I looked, I kind of noticed him looking, but like got embarrassed and turned away. And it broke my heart, Sixto. It really broke my heart.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I didn't say it. This is what I did.
No, wait a minute. I lost you a little bit there. You saw the man. He was sitting where? Mm-hmm. Where was he? In Nathan.
Yeah, he was in Nathan's warming up, drinking,
right.
Having a drink that the lady gave him, you know. He probably comes there a lot.
He was a homeless guy.
Very homeless. He had a really bad odor, and it was really, really bad odor. So, you know, the poor guy is, you know, down on his luck, and
right.
He was just sitting there, just staring at the menu, looking up.
Right.
And then I turned to the side and I looked at him, and he looked at me, glanced from me, then he turned away. And, bro, it broke my heart, man. It broke my heart because I'm like, wow, here I am about to do something for someone that I love that passed away, you know. And I'm like kind of like feeling happy but a little sad at the same time. But then here's this guy who has nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He has nobody, nobody at all. And it broke my heart, man. And I went, I got up. I finished my meal. I got up, and I walked over to him.
Right.
And I said, excuse me, sir, are you hungry? Did you eat? And he kept waving yes, you know, like nodding yes. So I figured that he ate already. I'm like, no. Did you eat? And then he kept pointing. So in a way, he wasn't making that much sense to me. And he kept pointing at something, a picture. And it was a picture of like some nuggets and whatever. And I said, oh, so you did it. You didn't eat. You want this right here. So he said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to get it for you. Don't worry, relax. So I went over to the cashier. I told the lady, yeah, could you get the gentleman an order of that right there for him?
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me like I had, like, not in a bad way, but like almost like weird. Like, wow, that was nice. So anyway, she got the meal. She ordered it for him. And then I had a couple of singles, and I put it all together, and I called him over. He came over, and I said, Señor, this is for you. This is for you. So it took me a while to get it to him, and I was wondering why. I guess maybe he doesn't speak my language. And then I guess he got it. He understood it. He went, oh, thank you. And I heard the accent. And I said, oh, my God, I think this guy is either Boricua or Latin. I said, oh, usted habla español, señor. Sí. No. Este dinero es para ti. Esto es para ti. Y la señora le va a traer su comida. And, bro, he got so happy, bro. He made my night as well as I probably made his night. I got up and I left. And as I'm walking towards the boardwalk, it is so desolate. It is so lonely and cold out there. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're so loco. I'm going over there, probably get mugged, and I'm all the way by the beach. Even if I scream, nobody can hear me. So I say, you know what? I'm with God, and I'm with all that is good, and I'm just going to go do this because I got a mission. I'm doing this for my mom, whether I get mugged or not. That's my mission. So I went over there, brother, and if you haven't seen it, I did this beautiful – I filmed four videos. I filmed the first one, which was I turned on the first balloon for my mom. And, you know, trials and tribulations, Murphy's Law, I couldn't get it on. And it was starting to blow. The wind was blowing a little bit. But anyway, long story short, I managed to turn it on. And then my thing was, I want to film this because I would like to post it for people to see it. You know, it's inspirational to everybody as well as it is for me. Where the hell am I going to put my camera? That's the thing about going by yourself. So I'm like, man. So anyway, I placed it on the ground. The sand was pretty hard. It wasn't soft sand. I put in, I had a rock holding the phone, and I'm hoping that I'm in plain view of the camera. But bro, would you believe I filmed it? I edited it and everything. I posted it. Everybody commented on it. Beautiful comments I got from a lot of people that lost their loved ones. I also did another one. I turned down a balloon and I lit it in memory of all my loving friends that may have lost a loved one, whether it's an ancestor or immediate family member that they may have lost. I light this balloon in their name, and I send it off. And, bro, so you got to see the beautiful balloon, just the way it lights up, and it's starting to like float up in the air and disappear all the way into the heavens. It's crazy. It's all on video. Those of you that are listening, if you're not connected with me on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/NYC Angel. Go to my page there. You're going to see all the videos. I did like two or three that I posted up there. But I got to tell you, I was there by myself. I walked over to the edge of the water, you know, on the beach. And for those of you that believe in Yemaya, the mother of the ocean, I got to tell you, it was a beautiful, peaceful, spiritual moment. And I was just there and, you know, enjoying the night, enjoying the moment, you know, with her and thinking about my mom, thinking about, you know, that I'm there. I took a really nice picture of the water as it was coming in. And in the far distance, you see the parachute landmark lit up. It looks great. I'm telling you, it's like something out of a movie. But anyway, in short, it was a beautiful, blessed night. And I'm glad that it happened the way that it did. And I'm glad that a lot of people enjoyed it. And, you know, the whole moral to all of this is, love the ones that you have that are with you in life right now. If you argued with that person, if you said some really ugly things, you know, probably they deserved it. You know, we go through these things. But you know what? Make up, say sorry to one another, you know, let it go, put it behind you and move on and be happy and incorporate more cherished moments into your heart and mind that you will reflect on when that person isn't around anymore, that you can at least say, wow, you know, we had some beautiful moments together. Because if you don't do it, then you'll be stuck with, man, I wish I could have. I could have said the sorry. It was so stupid, that fight. I could have just forgotten about it, but no, I let my pride get in the way. And look, 10 years went by, and I didn't even want to speak to that person. How stupid was I? So the moral to all this is, don't be afraid to do new things that you've never thought you'd be able to do, like I did. You know, of course, you don't want to endanger yourself, especially if you're a woman. You don't want to go somewhere by yourself, do something stupid. You know, do it all with you know, proper intentions and doing it the right way. Challenge yourself to do beautiful new things that will bring some type of joy to yourself. And even if you do it by yourself, it doesn't have to be with people. You know, I thought I would be there with people, but I'm not mad. You know, I know that it was a weekday and people have to work, and that's okay. I understand that. But you know what? Being by myself, it was meant that way. It was meant to be that way, and it was beautiful.
I gotta tell you that I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and it just sounds so, you know, emotional. As you're talking about it, I'm picturing step by step from Nathan sitting down. The way you describe the guy, you're very, I don't know, you have this thing about you that it's almost like, you know, the guy was wearing this. I could smell him. He'd have a good smell on him by the look of him. I didn't know who he was, but that accent, I knew he was Spanish. I said, you speak Spanish? I mean, everything, I'm following you. I'm following you in my mind's eye, walking down that long walk to get onto the boardwalk, to get onto the beach. I'm following you there. Everything that you're saying, so I get that. It's very vivid in my mind. And people, listen, if you're listening to this right now, you know, take heed to this, because I really think that, you know, Angel's got a point there, man. We are only here on borrowed time. You know, we're here on borrowed time. We're lucky to be here. You know, we thank God. We're just happy. You know, let's be happy, man. Let's not sweat the small stuff, because, you know, I don't mean to segue into anything else, but I'm just saying, take a look at what happened with that lady with the train the other day. Who would think that she would go out to work, stop at a railroad crossing, and that would be the end of her life that day?
Mm-hmm.
It is incredible. People, if you're listening to us now, if you stop listening because you were waiting for us at 9:30, we apologize for that. We will definitely be back next week on time, all the time. We will be back. But some things happened. Angel wasn't feeling well. I want to go back to Angel on the beach. He releases this thing up in the air. He's obviously emotional. This is for his mom. This is for the first lady in his life, his mom, you know. He releases this thing up there. I mean, at that point, how did you feel about that? Was there some kind of release of like agony or pain, or what is it that you felt?
Believe it or not, man, you know, lately I've been an emotional wreck, and I was afraid I was going to lose it.
Mm.
But believe it or not, I felt comforted. I felt more peaceful than I ever did during this journey of losing my mom. I'll be honest with you. I was cold. I was a little scared, because I'm like, si viene la policía, they're going to go, woo, 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 sir, what are you doing? And they see me with a bag, a lighter. What is this guy up to? You know, so I had all those things in mind. But my first prayer before getting on the boardwalk was, Lord, in your name, I ask of you that you please make me invisible. Make me invisible, meaning I'm not up to no good, but I want to be at peace when I do this. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder, oh my God, you know, somebody's gonna mug me, get in trouble, get arrested, you know. So I had that in mind. But to answer your question, as I'm lighting this, I feel like a little kid opening up a gift on Christmas. I swear to you, because I'm like, oh my God, and you know, if you listen to the video and look at the video, you hear the rapper, and I'm like opening it up, I'm setting everything up, I'm lighting everything. But when it started igniting, And I noticed it was filling up, with the hot air from the flip from the fire. Mm-hmm. And right when I let it go, I swear it was like a release. It's very spiritual at the same time, because it was almost like a release of, here, Mom, you know, here, this is in respect to you, but please take all the sadness away from me, because I can't, it's too much for me, but this is for you. This is for you to know that your light will always be on. And this may, you know, and I want this light to symbolize that your light, your guiding light, wherever that light may be that you need to follow, I need you to follow it as far as it goes. And just be happy. Just be happy. And know that I will always do these things for you, because you are always alive within me. Mm. And that's what I felt.
I got to tell you, wow. People, if you're listening to this, this is not only true, what Angel's saying, this is true. He did this. This is very spiritual. This is very, you know, honoring your mom. You know, he's honoring his mom. His mom got that. You know that she got that. She got that light. I believe that she got that light. Wow. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for sharing everybody out there that probably feels like doing something like this but is reluctant for some reason or another.
If I could interrupt you for that 1 second, you said something that was really cool. You said, you know, that are reluctant, and those of you that, you know, may not dare to attempt to do something like this or whatever, that is why I lit a second balloon, and I lit it in memory of all my Facebook friends and their family and loved ones, and I did it for them, and I clearly said it. I said, this goes out to all of us that have lost ancestors, an immediate loved one. This goes out to them in their name, and I sent it out as well. I think we have a caller. Let's answer this call, Six. So what do you say?
Okay, let's go for it.
Good evening.
Hi,
welcome to
Telesonic
Radio. Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
Who's this?
This is somebody from your past.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I know this voice. Say it again.
Somebody from your past.
Oh, my God. I know. Angel, you're gonna fall on the floor.
Does the name start with a V?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, I'm cold. You got to help me out.
Oh, my God. Angel, you are going to bug out. I recognize this voice immediately.
Lisa, on the call jam.
We met in the entertainment business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I work with 2 freestyle singers.
Espérate. 2 freestyle singers. Espérate. Hold on, man.
10-18.
Let's see. Rescue Me, Open Up Your Heart.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to forgive me, because my mind está jodido tonight.
Está vieja.
Oye,
está vieja.
Oh, my goodness. God. I thought I was old.
Yeah, I'm old, mommy. I'm old.
We're having memory problems.
Open up your heart.
That was Rihanna Page. Remember
people,
back in the day?
People, go get your focus factor. Go get your focus factor and your gingo.
I remember Rihanna Page.
Remember Rihanna Page?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I should have been in front
of you.
I never got to do that.
Bien bonita.
Okay, what about Together Forever?
Six, so you're doing ooh, but you're not coming out with the name, so stop.
Because I already know, Papa. I already know. I'm just feeding you. I'm going to give you the first letter of the name. I'm going to give you the first letter of the name. It starts with a K.
Starts with a K.
Yes. Yeah. She's a dancer.
I drove a green van that you got into one time, a forest green van.
Yo me estoy poniendo viejo. That's it.
Yeah, you are.
That's it. I'm messed
Lisette
up tonight.
Melendez. I work with Lisette Melendez. I work with Rihanna Page.
Has the body like Edie Chacon?
Yeah, the other.
Well, now I do. I didn't have it like that back then.
No, it's Kathy.
Remember Kathy and Nancy? The dancers.
Oh,
and then I got into songwriting with Orlando and...
With Frank Reyes, remember? Kathy...
Jesus, of course, Kathy.
Oh,
yes. Wait a minute, Kathy, espérate. Did you do a Everlast modeling picture?
Yes, I did.
Kathy! Holy shit!
Everlast?
Yeah, Everlast modeling. I did, it was very bizarre because I never took karate and they had me do karate poses, which I don't know what they are. It's hard. I was holding a mat.
Let me tell you, that was so long ago.
Why would you bring that up?
No, because let me tell everybody how funny. One day I get myself, it was like jump rope or something like that. I wanted to get myself a nice set of jump rope or whatever. And I get it, and it's from the company Everlast. And I get it, and it comes with all this instruction and a little booklet to order other things or whatever. And I'm looking through the booklet, and then I see this model, this girl. And at the time, I was like, wow, qué bonita. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait a minute. I know this person.
It's Sixto.
Like,
it's Sixto.
Oh, my God, what is he doing?
Right there, Everlast. There you go.
Well,
Everlast,
first, I want to tell you, Angel, I want to tell you happy belated birthday.
Thank you, my love.
Oh,
thank you so much.
I'm so happy to hear that you guys got your radio show up again. And, I am on almost no sleep because I've been working days in a row.
Wait a minute. But, Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself. So what have you been doing after the video, after the dancing, after modeling for the Everlast thing that I didn't even know about? I'm going to go get my jump rope tomorrow.
I'm a woman of many secrets. I don't like to divulge.
Yeah, wow. So what are you doing now? What's your thing? Are you dancing still?
Well, I was dancing. I moved to Puerto Rico for a little while. I had a little cover band, and I used to do half the show would be original music in like the local bars and stuff like that. And then came back to New York. And finished off what I had started years ago, which was a nursing program. So I'm a registered nurse now.
Oh,
congratulations.
Nice.
Yes. Oh,
Angel's registered too.
Yeah.
Yes, so I can take care of you too.
Registered.
See?
Yeah.
Applause. Oh, my God.
Everybody, applause.
Registered nurse. Registered too. With the Department of Defense. Go ahead.
Well, I don't like giving free advertisement out. I work at the hospital where, let's see, J-Lo had her kids.
J-Lo had her
Ooh.
Kids? Where?
I can't tell you where that is. I'm not giving out information like that. I'm just telling you J-Lo had her kids at that hospital. So did Dianata. Mark's first wife, Mark Anthony's first wife.
Wow, that's where Mark says all my girls gotta have their babies there. What veterinary?
Yeah. Un contrato.
You want my son? Que me sacó todo baby. Ay. Go ahead.
No, they do a good job with privacy there.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, obviously not, because we're going to tell everybody tonight where J-Lo had her baby and Dianara Torres had her baby, too.
Yeah. I don't work at maternity or anything like that.
Oh, my God. Angel's having a baby, too, so he's going to probably
he's
have a
so stupid. He's so stupid. Esa es una loca. I swear.
You're pregnant, Angel?
He's pregnant.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
3 months, man. I had a tres leches ice cream yesterday.
Yeah.
My stomach is bloated.
Olvídate.
How's your cravings and sympathetic pain?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm getting delirious. Just leche. Oh, my God. Listen, Angel, can we find the song that Kathy was talking about that she did on her tour thing? Can we find that song?
All right, hold on. Let me do
look at that catalog. Look at that vinyl. Go through it. Thumb it out. Look it out. Wow, Kathy, I'm so happy that you called into the radio station.
Yes.
Really, really. Listen, we do this every Thursday, 9:30, every Thursday. Today we were a little late due to technical difficulties, but that won't happen again. I know that people were out there listening. If you have an inquiry, if you want to hear someone on the radio, if you have some topic that you want to get off your chest, something that you want to talk about, email us.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my God, you cut me right in half. Why?
You know that I also, while I was a nurse, in 2010, performed in Maryland because I also performed a freestyle record in Spanish.
In Spanish?
Yes, I did.
Wow,
te quiero
we con
love.
Todo
mi corazón.
That song.
No, I did.
Me duele el hueso aquí. Go ahead.
I did it through a compilation album that Carlos Berrios did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and it's called No Hay Nada.
Is it out there?
Yeah, well, it was in 2010.
What's the name of the song?
No Hay Nada.
Oh, my God, that sounds like my bank account. No Hay Nada. Hello? I said, what's my balance?
I got paid today.
No Hay Nada.
No Hay Nada. And it's,
that's what they call me, the teller at the bank. No Hay Nada.
Yeah.
Let me see something.
That was really my last, the last thing I did in the entertainment business. So now I'm a nurse, and I'm really happy to hear that you guys have your show back up and that, you know, we could finally talk. And I wish
I know,
you guys the
best
of luck, man.
Okay? Oh, definitely. And you are.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
You're an artist. Wait a minute. Where's she going? Where, she got a patient?
Well, she
got
to go to bed. She got to work.
No,
wait, right
I'm going,
now?
I'm going to South Jersey tomorrow. I'm done.
She's,
I'm done with
she's
work.
Going to South
That's
Jersey.
It.
Don't people go to South Jersey in the summer? She's like opposite. We're going. It's cold. I want to sit out on the beach. And, you know, get a
no,
little
I, I, I live out there now. That's the other change.
Oh,
I live in South Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Wow. We know somebody. Hello. Angel, give her a round of applause for
now
that.
Now you're forced to visit. See, that's
wow.
What happens.
Yeah, billete, baby, billete.
Well, give her. Can we hear some round of applause for yes, as well? All the people in the billete out there is crazy. No hay nada. What's my
yeah.
balance? No hay nada.
Okay, yeah.
There's nothing there.
Kathy, what song would you like to listen to? I'm going to look for that song from back in the day, and if you want, I could play that. Or
yeah,
know.
What's it called? Forever. What was it?
It was Lisette Melendez, Together Forever, or actually, I would like to hear Rihanna Page, Rescue Me, if you could find it. It was produced by Albert Cabrera.
Oh,
that's
Albert
my boy.
Cabrera. That's Angel's boy.
Yeah, that's going way back.
Yeah.
That's going way back. I remember Andrew Cabrera. When I went one time, I met Angel in the studio. He was at Albert. He introduced me. Albert was a very nice guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Wonder where he is. We got to get him on the show one day.
I don't know. He was
in Florida now.
Thailand or something recently.
Oh, yeah, because he does mixing. He's still doing his thing, brother. He's still, you know.
Yeah, he is. He's working hard.
Yeah. He lives in Florida now?
I think in Florida, or yeah, I think so. Last time, let me see.
Oh, maybe he went to Florida for the winter music conference thing that they do there.
Well, everybody does that, yeah.
Yeah, can you get the song?
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, but that song, let me tell you, Rescue Me reminds me of back in the day at the Palladium when they would have like 20 acts going on. And you saw everybody there.
Wow.
Yeah, that song, and the way it was done, like, he was always incredible to watch, you know, working in the studio, too. Albert Cabrera, you know?
Well, God bless him, my goodness. I think that angel's got it now. Ponte lente.
Oh, no, hey. I wear glasses, too, now. Don't worry about it.
You do?
All right.
Yeah. I'm not as forgetful as Angel, but I'm wearing glasses too.
Let me see.
Angel passed his house one time, and he forgot where he lived, and he went to stay in a Chinese guy's house for like a weekend.
I bet
he's so silly.
And then, when they gave him the rice, he said, "What? This is not rice and beans." They go, "That's rice. That's lice.
That's lice."
That's lice. And it was really lice.
It was black lice.
It was lice.
With some gato on the side.
Yeah, it was lice. Pork and lice.
Fly lice.
They're going to kill us. We love all people. I'm half Chinese myself.
Listen, if you can't laugh at yourself, then... Then you have no business talking about anybody else. But I laugh at myself. We have our stereotypes too. We all do.
Yeah. My boy Louis always used to say to me, he goes, "What? You can't take a joke?" And I go, "What?" He goes, "Fuck you then." I was, "Whoa." Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's like everybody has to lighten up, you know?
Yeah, lighten up. Angel, I think Angel fell asleep. Angel, we're here. Yeah.
Did he find his glasses?
No, he doesn't. He fell asleep. He fell asleep the last time standing up.
Bendito.
Yeah.
That means you're working too hard.
Yeah,
are you
he
playing
is.
Powerball?
And he's tapering, yeah. Forget about it.
Are you playing Powerball?
Oh, I heard about it. No te rías. She's being serious.
What, the
it's
Powerball?
It's what, 400?
Yeah, you're
playing Powerball,
man.
$360 million.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it. Escucha, listen up. Oh,
I play
it.
all the time.
That's it. Yeah.
That's my next occupation. That's my next job.
To be a multimillionaire.
Yep.
Mm.
And I know how to do that so well.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you some people at Escucha Listen Up Radio. If you want to hear anything on Thursday, if you have a request or want to hear someone, please email us at SixtoAngel@EscuchaListenUpRadio.com. That's SixtoAngel@EscuchaListenUpRadio.com. We're here every Thursday, 9:30. My God, Angel is trying to get the song Rihanna Page from back
Rescue
in the days. A freestyle song called Rescue Me. Obviously, this song is really hot. A lot of people want to hear it. So, what is the deal?
Don't worry. I'm gonna do some magic here, but give me 1 second. I'm going to do some magic. Let's see. I'm going to do some magic here.
Okay, more magic. Magic. Let me see.
Well, you know what? I apologize that I went so far back then.
No, it is Thursday.
No, we this is a throwback Thursday, yeah.
Exactly.
We couldn't get, but that song, it's not that old like that. I mean, you know, there's people that come on and they request songs from the Glenn Miller band. You know, that we can't get that. We can't get that. That's Morse code. Wow, I think I'm delirious. I think I'm catching with like Angel. We like to do the frequency. It's getting us right here, right now.
I'm the one on no sleep. What's going on over there?
There's no sleep. You have. Wait a minute. Where was the last time that you slept?
2 days ago.
Well, I've been sleeping like 4 hours a night because I've been working. This is I'm supposed to be sleeping right now.
Kathy.
Okay, here we go, everybody.
Escucha Listen
Up Radio.
Kathy, on Escucha Listen Up Radio, I want you to make the introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rihanna Page with Rescue Me.
Here on Escucha Listen Up Radio.
Rescue me.
Rescátame en tus brazos.
Wow.
Rescue
yeah.
Me.
Rescue
me. Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. It brought me back when I was just walking up that little ramp, 1018, getting to the top, getting my little drink on the side. Damn.
Wow. I remember that. That was a hot song back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever, like in those days, roam around the club, staring at the girls? Let me see who's available, who's over there. Like all the guys would do like a circle, like a skating rink thing. They would start from the beginning of the club, start walking around with a little drink in their hand, looking around, like sick animals.
I remember. Seeing the cover girls there also, Judy Torres, Lydia Lee, Love.
Oh, yeah.
So many people. Who?
Noel, Silent Morning.
Yeah, that he used to smoke a cigarette and then flick it in the crowd.
And everybody would go to pistol because they would get burned.
They were like, ow, I pay so much money. Like, man, this is crazy.
Damn, I remember that.
Now I'm aging myself. Do you remember when Mark Anthony started doing dance music?
Of course,
yeah.
With Little Louis.
That he would sit at the end of the stage.
Yep.
And
oh, my God.
I think it was at the Octagon I saw him.
Yeah, the Octagon. He was singing also that song from the movie, Rebel. He's a rebel.
Right.
Na, 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 na. You know, everybody always knew that he had an amazing voice, and they were like, "Damn, this kid is just badass." But he wasn't getting like it wasn't sticking. Like, and it wasn't that he was bad; he was incredible. But it wasn't his time at that moment.
Yeah.
And when
you know,
it's like
certain people are. I feel it's his born destiny to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
Do you think, both of you, speaking about Mark Anthony, do you think that Mark Anthony is a better Latino singer or a better English singer? Or because I just want to hear your opinion. I got mine.
My opinion is Latino singer.
Yeah.
I agree to disagree. He definitely, his niche is obviously in Spanish. But he's always been singing in English, and he has an amazing voice. He could sing circles.
Absolutely.
When it comes to English. But his niche, I'll agree with Kathy, his niche, his true niche is Latino, you know, salsa and Spanish and all that. And it's more romantic anyway, I think.
But I'm going to tell
you
something, though. You
know, sometimes
though.
You can't write your destiny. Sometimes you want something, but something else clicks in a way. That is your destiny.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I want to tell you something. I believe that Mark Anthony, well, not believe, I know for a fact Mark Anthony has a beautiful voice. He could sing anything. But I think that when he sings in Spanish, that is his, like Angel said, his niche. But I'm thinking to myself that, you know, we need him. He is like the king of salsa, Mark Anthony.
Yes,
he's our version of Hector Lavoe for these time and ages.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's, forget about it.
Speaking of which, I didn't interrupt you, brother. Tell me, Kathy, if you remember this one. And since we've been
we'll
talking
be right
about
back.
Mark Anthony.
Put your listen up
we'll
radio.
Right, right here, baby.
Hice tanto daño, me arrepiento y quisiera cambiar. Si por solo un minuto tuviese el tiempo de los dos. Si por solo un minuto pudiera abrazarte otra vez. Ya.
Joking aside, that Mark Anthony will go down as a legend in Latino, in salsa music, if not already a legend in salsa music, and Angel is on that catalog of songs as a writer. Wow, that's big.
Wow, when you put it like that feels good. Say that again.
Mark Anthony is a legend, and I wrote that song. No, I'm only kidding.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Sixto Ramos.
I was dancing the whole time when that song was on. I was dancing, and I just worked up a sweat over here. I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy. It's true. I'm naked now. I'm naked.
Oh well, we too much info. We didn't need that.
Yeah, I just threw up myself a little bit. Anyway, getting back to the song, it's really beautiful, Angel. I commend you on writing such a beautiful song. You're a great songwriter. It will go down in history. Mark Anthony will be the legend of salsa for a long time. He is in the Hall of Fame as far as that's concerned, and you had something to do with that. You wrote a song that was a hit song, an award-winning song. So give yourself a round of applause. Let's give it up for Angel Jesus.
Thank you. Hey, Kathy's a good songwriter as well, so don't sleep on Kathy, because Kathy has some skills.
What did Kathy write?
Do you remember going back again? Mark Anthony, this is way back. Mark Anthony did a duet with, do you remember Chrissy Ice?
We had her in one of the shows. Angel and I did a thing for AIDS thing, and we had her on that show.
They did a duet that was one of the most incredible duets. They don't have, I've been trying to find a clean version, haven't found one yet, but they did a song called You Should Know By Now, and it was a duet of Mark Anthony with Chrissy Ice.
Right. Isn't she from the Bronx, right? That girl, Chrissy Ice?
Yeah. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I went to see her at the Record Pool down in the city one time.
Uh-huh.
And she ate pernil, arroz con gandules, and a pastel, and then she got off stage and sang. I don't know anybody that can eat like that.
Before going on stage, you were what?
I was disconnected. Wait, they cut me off. The hell's going on?
Está durmiendo mucho, Ángel, Dios mío.
Sorry, Kathy. You were saying the last I heard you a duet, and then it cut me. I got cut off.
She said that she enjoyed the duet that Mark Anthony and I did together.
And you did?
No, that's not what I did.
Chrissy Ayes and Mark Anthony.
Oh my God! Yes.
Remember, Angel, we had her, Chrissy.
Whatever happened to Chrissy Ayes? We didn't have her here.
No, we had her on the AIDS thing that we did for Eddie Rivera, remember?
Oh, yeah, that she came through, yes.
She's the one who used to sing Love Desire, beautiful
voice. Very pretty girl, Trigueñita, India.
Yes.
With blonde hair.
Whatever happened?
I don't know. But I just remember that as being one of the best duets. The two of them, it was like, when I heard that, I was like, wow.
Well, we're trying to look for that song. What was the name of it? I totally don't remember.
It's called You Should Know By Now.
You Should Know By Now.
You should know by now.
No, that's not how it went, please.
You're killing the song.
Oh my God! Evil. I want to sing. What are you? I want to sing too.
You can't.
Sing in the
shower
when we're not on. Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying that I could sing for the deaf? Is that what you're saying? Crazy.
Sing for the shower, Papa. Keep it in the shower.
Sing for Helen Keller.
Oh my God!
Let me ask you, Kathy. For those that are listening. Is there any social media network platform that you'd like to pass on regarding anything that you may have going, or Instagram or Facebook or anything? Or you're totally private, 100%?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think she heard you. Angel's asking you if there's anything that you want to promote right here while our listeners are on. They could hear Kathy. Promote her new song, a poem, anything.
Yeah, any social media platform, anything, Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
No. I'm background.
You're in the background. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, she likes the background and she likes to reminisce, and we have to respect that here.
And
it's Coachella's on the radio.
But the only thing that's out there. Is on YouTube. It's called Katya, K-A-T-Y-A. It was Katya Hippodrome, Hippodrome. And that's on YouTube, a performance I did in Maryland. That was the last thing that I dared to get on stage for. It was kind of a last minute thing.
Gotta see that.
And that's that song, No Hay Nada. Like your bank account, Sixto.
That's what I'm saying. Don't remind me of that. That was so embarrassing.
That was the inspiration for the song.
What's my balance? And the lady was
saying, yeah, I wrote that. I co-wrote the song, and I performed it. And
Look at you and Angel co-writing songs and performed it. I got to start singing,
Wow. You know that Sixto has been reciting poems here on Escucha Listen Up Radio. You know that, right, Kathy?
Poems?
Yep, poems.
I'm not very poetic. I like
Sixto
poems.
Is.
I'll read poems, but I'm not poetic.
You mean
fact,
you can read a
Sixto
poem,
on the spot
but you
right
won't
now.
Write one?
We're going to put Sixto on the spot right now. Let's go. Kathy wants to hear you recite a nice little short poem.
That would be very nice. Somebody send me a poem.
Right now.
Violets are red. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I love you. Thank you.
Wow, that was incredible.
I'm right on the spot, man. I didn't even, you know, I just thought of it right now just like that. Just like that, you know? I did right now.
Now in Spanish. Now in Spanish. In Spanish.
Rosas rojas. Violetas rojas. I don't know. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to get a boo thing here.
Well, listen, if you still have contact with Chrissy Ais, I would like a clean version of You Should Know By Now.
You Should Know By Now.
No, I don't, but I'll
see if I find her somehow. Or that
you have
song.
To hear this because you're going to be like, wow. It just,
really?
You know.
Let me see. A ver si lo encuentro. Hold on.
How do you
check
spell Ais?
Chrissy, and then her last name was Iece.
Let's see.
We gotta go back.
Wait a minute. Is it the one with Mark Anthony?
Yes.
Un segundito.
Espérate.
That's the throwback.
Throwback Thursday. You should know by now, it's Sixto and Angel here on Escucha Listen Up Radio. Yeah, come on, baby.
See, that's
wow.
It.
You. That is
yeah,
it.
We should
that's...
make that a song. Well, that's it, Papo. Let's go. We could do a freestyle.
I'd do it, man.
Uh-oh, espérate. I think I found it.
I think I found it.
Let me perform magic here. You guys keep talking while I do magic, okay? I'll be right back.
I think I got it myself.
You think you know it now? You remember?
I think.
Beautiful. Very cool people. And she had an incredible voice. Incredible voice.
You know what? Secretly, I could say now I had a little crush on her, but I never said anything about it.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Ay, Dios mío. Now?
You're such a biter.
Wow.
I said that first,
yeah,
Coño.
Sixto's been doing that all night, hasn't he? Me too.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Work it.
Yeah,
so that was like one of the first duets that I was like, wow, I really, really like this. But like I said, I haven't found a clean version yet. I need a clean version.
I'll get you a clean version. I think I might have found it.
Oh,
I'm over. You all right, Sixto? Is that hurt?
No, I'm fine. I'm just reminiscing on all these songs. It's just fantastic. You know, I love to, you know, joke around and all that stuff, but I got to tell you people, whoever's listening out there, I know there's some people that don't want to call in because they're embarrassed to talk. Please don't be. Please don't be, because you might say something that might help somebody else. So right here at Escucha Listen Up Radio, every Thursday, you don't have to give your name. You could stay anonymous. You could say, my name is Pete or Mr. Smith. And, you know, vent, you know,
vent, talk about something
that might help somebody. Please.
Call right now, 347-838-8630. If you don't understand English, aquí también en español hablamos aquí el idioma. 347-838-8630. Llamen ahora aquí, escúchales en el radio para hablar con Ángel y Sixto y también con Kathy, que está visitando la cabina de la estación aquí. Señoras y señores, tenemos un nuevo tema y vamos hacia atrás, pero tantos años atrás, y vamos a dejar que Kathy haga la introducción del tema.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chrissy Ais and Mark Anthony going back to one of the first and best duets I've heard.
Wow.
You should know by now, baby, here on Escucha Listen
right.
Radio.
Know by now.
That's right. We'll be right back. saber lo tanto que te quiero.
Was that not awesome?
That was cool.
Yeah,
I always loved the raspiness. That was something that I really got from him. Like that whole raspy, you should know by now. Or that whole, like, it was just amazing. He has this really nice texture.
Yeah, but I'm confused. When was Mark Anthony singing?
When?
At the end of it, you didn't hear it?
It sounded like a very strong male American voice. Like, it didn't sound like him.
Well, that's
him,
Papa.
That's what he was doing. But you know what? To me, he always did great dance music, like Latin freestyle. That he was great at that. And the other thing is the salsa. You know,
it complements his voice better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Salsa complements his voice much better. Much better.
Wow.
Yeah, that was incredible to hear all the time. And that was like back in the day, I had so much fun either watching everybody record or being part of shows, going to the record pool in the city. And it was just fantastic.
And we can't forget Eddie Rivera, man. He was so instrumental in the Latin community, Latin music. He was the reason why my ex-partner and myself, Felix Colon and myself and Tony that was a part of the group that I was in with Felix, Boys in the Lab, and we did so many beautiful things thanks to Eddie, rest his soul. You know, Eddie was a head of RPBC Record Pool, and then before RPBC was the other one. Do you remember the name of the other one? RPBC.
That's the one I always went to, and I used to see these incredible shows on a tiny stage. It was like a big family. It was fantastic.
Yep. It was a big family, man. It was awesome, and everybody knew everybody. All the DJs throughout the city came to get their records, to catch the performance. You would fill out a little form, a paper, you know, like critiquing the artist that you just saw perform. Do you think they have potential? Do they need help? Where do they need help, you know, in as an artist? Oh, man, it was great. It was great. I learned
so much.
I'm telling
you. That was the best time. And let me tell you, when Chrissy Ais was performing one time there that I told you, she went and she ate the pasteles and everything. I was like, oh, my God, how is she going to sing?
She got on stage after eating the pasteles. So she just...
Dule, pernil, and pasteles.
And how many, like, hours later did she go on stage?
Like, maybe 40 minutes.
She ate that, and then 40 minutes. So, ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy, I ate. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That's the...
And she sang beautifully. I was, like, so impressed. And actually, Lisa was there that night, too.
Yep.
Wow.
Like, other artists would come and catch the show. And then you have the DJs. It was beautiful, beautiful.
It was. It was amazing. And then after that, if we finished early, everybody would take it to a club. Funhouse, 1018. We'll go somewhere else. Oh, it was awesome, man. It really was. I really missed those days.
Yeah, it was very tight, very family oriented, and everybody was friends, and everybody helped each other out, and you know, it was beautiful. You know,
it was.
Times changed. Things evolved.
I know. Darn it.
Well, it was good
memories.
I gotta tell you, I liked the 1018 and all that stuff. But I was more back in that time. I was at the Paradise Garage, I was at the Loft, I was at the Bonds International.
Of course, you're 50. Come on, we were still young.
You guys are just young puppies, and I was
you were 50 or 55, so
yeah,
you would go
I
to the
I got into so much trouble for going to the Loft. I was at the Roxy first, and then I went to the Loft. And I had no idea. I got lost in the music. And the next thing I knew, I opened the door to go home, and it was daylight.
Yep.
Oh, your mom.
Tremenda pela.
F train, last stop, and then take a bus.
Oh, man.
And then I'm like, wow. And then your clothes are dirty because back then you used to slide on the floor and get back up.
Oh, freestyle, yeah.
And I was like, dirty. So I turned the corner and my father's raking the leaves in front of the house. And I was like, he's awake. But
I
at this point, it's like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He chased me with a rake.
Oh, sí, tú quieres bailar, tú quieres arrastrarte por el piso, come here, let's go.
Que te voy a arrastrar yo mismo ahora mismo, pero ¿qué es esto?
What are you doing, Kathy?
It was purely innocent, guys. I used to
get
lost in the music.
That's what they all said, I used to say that too.
Eso es así mismo, ajá. Que perdiste la música, yo te voy a meter un cojerrazo para que te mira. Una galleta.
Tú quieres música, tú quieres música. Toma.
Quieres pasarte en el piso, te voy a dar con la correa para que tú veas cómo el castrarte en el piso del dolor que vas a tener en esa pierna, oye.
Yeah, we all say that jokingly, but it's so funny because we all, anyone who's Latino out there knows that what we're saying is true. How our parents, you know, that love and that bond was amazing. I mean, they could be very stern, but they only did it because they wanted the best for us, and there was, you know, crazy stuff going on, especially if you was a girl. You're traveling by yourself in the train. You're going to go to God knows where, what club, because you could be lying. No, yo me con los amigos. We're going to go dancing in the club. Meanwhile, you had a boyfriend's house. You know, we all got away with those little crooked, little white little lies.
No. I was innocent. I'm telling you. I seriously.
That's what they all
like,
say.
I
went, everybody in jail is innocent, too. They go, I didn't do it. I did not do it. You either?
Yo no fui.
No fui yo.
The key is deny.
Hasta la última. But the thing is, so, mira, Kathy gets home, it's daylight. ¿Dónde tú estabas? No, papi, fue inocente. I didn't do anything.
Me perdí la música. I got lost in la música, papi.
Que te rascaste en el piso bailando. Mira, yo te voy a dar un correazo ahí para que tú te rastes por el piso de verdad. Pero, papi, ¿dónde está el perrito que yo tengo? Pues como no viniste, te lo maté.
It's so funny because our parents must have been, ¿pero qué tipo de baile es ese que tú te rastas en el piso? And back when I was growing up, tú baila, tú no te rastras. And I'm like, no, papi, it's called freestyle.
¿Y por qué tú tienes baby powder en tu bolsa?
Because you gotta slide on the floor, Dad.
That's
they don't
right.
get it.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah. And you used to bring the stupid slide to 10-18.
Happy, thank you so much.
Help me out here. Back in the day, in the Roxy, you always had the dance. Oh my gosh, I even forgot they had a movie and everything. They did Beach Street. There was a different dance crew. You remember that?
Not Rocksteady, right?
Yeah, I don't remember their names. It was Rocksteady, that's right. And, oh, my goodness.
Wait,
I can't remember the names, but...
Rocksteady,
then there was, my God, we're really old.
See, now we need callers. We need callers to let us know the names.
You know who would know would be Angel De Leon from CC Music Factory. I should call him right now real quick.
Yes, I don't remember, and I now that you said Rocksteady, I remember that, but I remember all the dance groups at the Roxy, and like battling on the floor, and that's what I would get lost in, the music, the beats, and the dancing. It was incredible.
So it was totally innocent.
It was.
It was totally innocent, right.
Yeah, innocent,
you don't
brother.
Believe me, but it was innocent. We like the movement, the dance movement, what was happening. Oh,
yeah.
And here's another place that was like a big thing for me, Devil's Nest.
Oh, my
Devil's
God,
in the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
I went there to see.
Hold on, guys. I don't believe.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9.
Oh.
Try again.
Let me try one more time. Hold on.
You should text first.
No. I'm going to do a surprise the way they do it in the
letter.
No, coño.
You know that that's
my last name now?
At work? Coño.
Quiñone.
Coño. They call me
Katy Coño.
Katy Coño, wow.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Katy Coño.
sounds like Capricornio. Capricorn,
yeah,
in Spanish.
Sounds like the new cognac. Katy Coño. La bebida más suave. It goes down. Katy Coño. Carajo.
Suave.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What about Rico Suave?
Oh, my God. Remember that? Rico Suave.
Well, I heard he's making a comeback.
I remember doing a show in Florida, and there were girls waiting in the lobby for Rico Suave. Gerardo.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And they were crazy. I don't remember the names of any of those groups, but it was the most amazing thing to watch.
What, dancing?
It was.
Like Rocksteady, all those groups, they were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to Studio 54? Did you ever go, Kathy?
Go like once, and it was but now I'm aging myself again. I got the corner. That's when the hustle was still happening.
Wow, man.
Oh, I wasn't around for that.
Crazy. Yeah, right. Okay.
That's when we used to wear leotards and like the wraparound polyester skirt.
Yeah, Angel had that.
With the taco.
With the fish. With the little fish, the fish in the bottom of the hill. I remember those.
Yeah, I thought I saw you there, and I was jealous of your outfit.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my gosh.
He knows how to put on a dress, honey. He knows how to put on a dress. Trust me.
First time
but
I was
what
afraid.
About,
that was
Espérate. What about Devil's Nest? I went there, and I saw Information Society.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was so impressed by them.
I know, right? It was so weird the way they dressed, but the music sounded so good.
Yeah, that's when we got crazy into the electronic shit.
That was when the electronic, you know, that sound was coming right in from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Information Society.
They were awesome. People got crazy. They started playing that, and everybody just got nuts on the floor.
Did you say the Devil's Nest?
Yep, East Tremont in the Bronx.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is live. We're trying to call a buddy of ours, pero tiene miedo. Not picking up the phone.
He's
está
viendo
busy. Call ID, pero ¿quién es esto?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
We'll leave it for next time. Shout outs to Angel de Leon. We know you're out there. Otro cantante, another singer that we grew up with, still in the industry on and off. He's an amazing artist as well. Used to sing with Trilogy, CNC Music Factory. So he's an icon within you know, his own rights. We were trying to reach him, pero he's busy tonight. But on the next show, we'll reach out to Angel. Kathy, you still with me, right? I think Sixto's phone call dropped.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you're here. But he got disconnected, viste? I want to see what his excuse is when he comes back. But we have 3 more minutes left on the show, just in case. Oh, that's him calling now. You're horrible, boy. What's going on with you? Sixto.
It's me.
Upgrade.
¿Qué pasó? Upgrade, man. Get the new iPhone 6 Plus, brother.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
I can hear everybody. I've been here. What are you talking about?
yeah, right. Anyway, Sixto, I was telling Kathy that it was a blessing that she called to speak with us, you know, out of the blue and surprise us tonight. We had a wonderful show with her, being a part of it and bringing us way back and reminiscing wonderful, better times, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you.
That's just to show how old I am.
No.
I know, 21. How do you do it?
But let's hold on 1 second. It wasn't that long ago. It just seems that way. And you know what? The memories are still fresh in your mind, and they could take everything away from you, but they can't take away those times. I want to tell you that it was very entertaining having you here with us on Escucha Listen Up Radio. I think that you brought a lot of stuff, and maybe people didn't dare, you know, interrupt you while you were reminiscing those beautiful moments that you shared back in the 90s and 80s of that music. I want to thank you so much because I really appreciate it and listening and Angel playing the songs of that time. It was really great. Thank you.
Okay, thank
you.
Thank
you so much. Mira, espérate, before you leave, we got 2 minutes. I think, let's see, he might pick up. Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Angelito.
Yo.
Here live on Escucha Listen Up Radio. We got 2 minutes left on the show. We have a
post
on something, and we need your help. We have Kathy on the line. We have Sixto on the line, and myself, of course.
Okay.
We were reminiscing back in the freestyle days, and we were talking about Rocksteady, those dance groups in Roxy's, and what was the other name of other groups, dance groups back then?
Of other B-boy groups back in the days?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there was obviously the infamous Rocksteady crew. There were the Floor Masters. There was New York City Breakers. There were Dynamic Rockers. There was TBB. There was a whole bunch of crews back in those days.
Wow.
But the most infamous battle is between obviously the one that you've seen in Beat Street, which was with Rocksteady and New York City Breakers. That was, you know, obviously taken directed by Harry Belafonte in the movie Beat Street. But the real battle was back in the days. Dynamic Rockers and Rocksteady Crew that came out of the New York Times at Lincoln Center back in 1981.
Damn.
Wow.
Man,
wow.
You know what?
Yes.
Listen,
he didn't stutter, he didn't take a breath.
Well, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about there.
I get hyped.
Now, listen, Angel, seriously speaking, you got to come next week, be on our show. We'd love to talk to you. We only have a couple of minutes left. And we definitely have so much to talk to you about. You know, you definitely are an icon in the music industry, English, Spanish, and we would, you know, be really beautifully happy if you would come on next Thursday here on Escucha Listen Up Radio and talk to Sixto and myself and the audience, especially Kathy. Kathy, if you want to call in next week, call in. Let's have a nice little
talk
about
Angel.
School.
Yes, I will.
Not a problem. I appreciate that. You know, I
believe we've met.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I used to dance with Rihanna Page and with Lissette Melendez, but Rihanna Page, I think we hung.
Wait a minute, Kathy. I know exactly who you are.
She had two dancers, Kathy.
Guys, I'm so sorry. The show is about to cut off.
Yes.
That's
no problem.
Say,
hey, girl.
Love you guys.
All right. Definitely. Appreciate you.
Take care, everybody.
Okay.
We'll see you next week on Escucha Listen Up Radio. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes.
Kathy, peace, Angel.
Angel, good night, Kathy.
Listen up, escucha.
Good night.